The Alaska Federation of Natives has changed its bylaws to give tribes more votes during conventions. The move separates tribal votes from tribal corporation votes. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
The new bylaw amendment gives tribes their own class of membership. In the past, tribes were registered along with village corporations, so tribes and village corporations often shared membership dues and split convention votes. Now, voting includes four categories: regional corporations, the regional nonprofit Native associations, village corporations, and tribes. It will give tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta hundreds more votes, 516 more to be exact. Board member Anna Hoffman is a village representative from the Chulista AVCP region.
It does increase the village impact of the vote at the AFN convention. So the village and tribal presence really has increased a lot.
AFN's 36-member board of directors accepted the proposed change at their meeting last month. Another change they made broadens the AFN board composition to include tribal members. In the past, each region had three board members, one from its regional corporation, one from its regional nonprofit, and one from its village corporations. Now, the village corporation seat is a village representative seat and is open to all eligible tribal members as well as village corporations. These changes will affect the next AFN convention, which is scheduled for October in Fairbanks. Another bylaw change adopted by the AFN board ratifies the co-chair system of leadership, which has been in place for many years. The next AFN board meeting will be held May 9th in Kotzebue. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.